Welcome to Outspoken, a storytelling event in which all speakers identify as LGBTQ. The story you are about to hear was recorded live in front of a storytelling audience at Sidetrack in Chicago. Outspoken. Retell. Relive. Relate. Now, here's our story.
We're thrilled to have Brad Lippens here. Brad, come on up.
Hi, everyone. My story is about dance. But before we get there, I'd like to acknowledge that this November, this great country of ours is going to experience two incredible, momentous events. The first is the election of the first woman president of the United States. And the second, and perhaps even more momentous to me, is a celebration of my 30-year anniversary with my husband, Yoni. Now, I know people in the community celebrate their anniversaries at different moments. We have civil unions, our religious marriages, our civil marriages, blah, 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 blah. So in November, Yoni and I will celebrate 30 years from our first date, the night we fell in love, and the night we fell in love. I mean, look at him, a nice Jewish, dark, handsome Jewish boy. Look at him. And I love him now more than ever, which is all good. Looking back on the years, we have navigated and built a rich life together. We have two incredible teenage sons. We are accepted and welcomed into each other's families. We have built successful careers, and we have traveled the world. You can't ask for anything more in a life. But one of the things that gives me most pride is that one of the things that has bound us together from the beginning is our commitment to LGBT rights and the advancements of constitutional rights. At every single instant, even when we were kids, we would travel to Iowa, knock on doors for Paul Simon's campaign in 1980, whatever. And we volunteered at everything we could. We've hosted U.S. congressmen at our house, senators, aldermen, state senators, and even President Barack Obama, which Art acknowledged earlier. It seems like our house has become a must-have for any and all politicians. I'm proud to have served on many boards and to marched in Chicago, marched on Washington a couple times. It's been a very fulfilling and rich life. But I have to say, looking back, it hasn't always been this rosy. When I was a kid growing up in the 70s, there really wasn't, you know, anyone to turn to. I mean, I was kind of alone in my own skin. I was told that I was an outsider. I was told I was somehow different. And coming to terms with my sexuality all on my own was very, very difficult and kind of heartbreaking in retrospect. There were no therapists, there were no teachers, there were no role models, nothing. And you're left to really kind of suffer there on your own. So I kind of became introspective. I was hardly the most popular kid. It was kind of a sad time. But I have to say, all that changed when in the summer of 1975, yours truly became the Glencoe Bar Mitzvah dance sensation. It's true. I'm proud of that. So what happened was, in that summer and into the fall, all the kids in Glencoe would meet on Saturday afternoons. We'd all get dressed up, and we take a social dance class taught by none other than Mr. Sandy. The boys would sit on the left, the girls would sit on the right, and he taught us how to dance. The boys were to go to the girls, formally ask them if they could have the dance, and escort them to the middle of the dance floor. He would instruct us to hold her like a football. I'll never forget that. Hold her like a football! And I did. And we foxtrotted, we waltzed, we did the cha-cha, jitterbug, everything. And that really prepared us for bar and bat mitzvahs. because when they came, I was king. I'm telling you, at every single bar and bat mitzvah, I was a star. The bat mitzvah girl wanted to dance with me. The bat mitzvah girl's mother wanted to dance with me. The bat mitzvah girl's grandmother wanted to dance with me. It was all mine. The photographer wanted to dance with me. The party planner. It was really, really great. I mastered the Glencoe Shuffle like no one's business. It started like, all the kids would go like, oh. But I really knew how to give it my all. You know, Barry Manilow, here I come. Needless to say, I proceeded to win awards at every single bar mitzvah party for my dancing acumen. At Marcy Kamen's bar mitzvah at the Park District Gym, I won a gift certificate to Wally King's record shop. At Johnny Marcus's bar mitzvah at the Standard Club, go Baked Alaska, I won two records from Wally King's record shop. I won Cat Stevens' greatest hits and also Olivia Newton-John's greatest hits, a double. Thank you, I'm proud of that. At Gina Kaplan's bat mitzvah at the Orrington Hotel Ballroom, I won a $10 gift certificate to Baskin-Robbins. I know, you take what you can get. And then at Harold Cohn's bar mitzvah at Johnson Motors Lodge, whatever, but this is where it gets good. I won a deluxe Sony Walkman with cassette capabilities. I mean, are you, that's what I'm talking about. That season I go on to win more records, t-shirts with custom glitter writing, Betamax video movies, and best of all, the admiration of all my peers who are in awe of my abilities. Now, invariably, at every single bar bat mitzvah, there was a tradition, and it was the snowball. Does everybody here know what a snowball is? Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you. Everyone, it's really exciting. So the boys and girls would be instructed to go in a circle, and they'd all stand there, and the band leader would strike up the music, and the bat mitzvah girl would pick a boy, and they would start slow dancing. He'd hold her like a football, dance, dance, dance. And after about 2 minutes, the band leader would say, snowball! And the boy would pick a girl, and the girl would pick a boy. And it would keep on splintering off until all the kids were dancing. So it was a really nice kind of tradition. Everybody be on the dance floor. You know, everybody got into it. And of course, I was always the first one picked. Now, I have to say, this brings back so many memories, but they were really brought to light a few months ago when one of my closest friends asked me to chaperone at his daughter's bat mitzvah. Little did he know, I was the bar mitzvah king 40 years ago. So I go to the party, and the DJ's already spinning, the lights are going, the snacks are set up, but so many things had changed. The kids are constantly on their cell phones. They're Snapchatting, they're Instagramming, they're texting, they're watching videos, they're Insta-videoing, texting, gramming, whatever you all do, I don't know. And even the dances are all kind of communal dances. They're all in lines, everybody's dancing together. It's a little bit foreign to me. But then, one thing has not changed. And you can guess what that is? The snowball! I swear to God, all the girls and boys get in a circle, and the DJ starts the music. And the bat mitzvah girl, my friend's daughter, picks a boy, and they start splintering off. Again, just like it was 40 years ago. I couldn't believe it. And then, at one point, after a few splinters, my friend tells me that the one girl is picking this boy on the side, this lanky boy, and my friend whispers to me, he's like, you know, he's gay. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he's out to the whole seventh grade. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. So she takes his hand, they go and they start dancing. Arm in arm, he's holding her. And then after a couple minutes, the DJ yells, snowball. I'm like, okay, but my eye's on him. And then the unthinkable happens. I couldn't believe it. Snowball, I'm watching him. He goes to the side of the room, and he goes to the most popular straight boy in the class. the head of the soccer team and asked him to dance. And I'm standing there on the sidelines. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, don't do it. He's going to push you. He's going to yell faggot at you. He's going to throw his pizza slice and his Cheetos at you. Don't do it. He holds out his hand. And this other kid, the straight kid, takes his hand. And they walk into the center of the room. And they start dancing. The gay kid's holding the straight kid like he's holding a football. Back and forth. And then it dawned on me, after all these years of yelling, screaming, marching, writing letters, hosting events, telling art to give, you know, whatever it is, after all of this, this is what it's about. It's about a gay kid asking a straight kid to dance at a bat mitzvah party and no one giving a damn. Now that's holding a football. Thank you.
This has been Outspoken. Outspoken is curated by David Fink and is hosted by Kim L. Hunt and Art Johnston. Audio production is by Ray Teresi. Music by Josh McLean. General manager of Sidetrack is me, Brad Bailoff. Outspoken is a storytelling event with speakers from the LGBTQ community and is recorded live in front of an audience at the legendary Sidetrack in Boys Town of Chicago. To find out more about Outspoken, go to SidetrackChicago.com. Outspoken. Retell. Relive. Relate. Thank you for listening.